You get a hint of what our scripture is from that prayer. And in looking at times of rest from our call to worship. So for we have today the familiar scripture about Mary and Martha. And Jesus is in their home. And in looking at this scripture for today, we have one who's very busy. That's Martha. And then we have one who takes time to quietly rest and listen to our Lord. And that's Mary. From Luke chapter 10. Verses 38 through 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Two guys were working for the city. One would dig a hole, he'd dig. And then the other one would come right behind him, and then he would fill up that hole. He'd fill it. And these two men, they worked ferociously, one digging a hole, the other one filling it up. Now, there was a man, and he was watching from the sidewalk. And he couldn't believe how hard these men were working. But he couldn't understand what they were doing. And finally he had to ask them. He said to the hole digger, "I appreciate how hard you work. But what are you doing? You dig a hole, and then your partner comes behind you, and he fills it up again. Well, the hole digger thought about it for a second, and he goes, Oh yeah, that must look a little bit funny. But you see, the guy who plants the trees, he's sick today." Well, just like that bystander couldn't understand what was going on, why one was digging and why one was filling the hole, he didn't have all the story. And that's a little bit how it is with our scripture lessons today with Martha. And she didn't quite understand what was going on with Mary. And she had to ask Jesus, what was going on? You know, it's quite frankly, it's much like the lawyer's questions. In the parable of the Good Samaritan that we had last week that Pastor Roger preached on, this story of Mary and Martha, I'm quite sure is familiar to all of you. This scene of Mary and Martha, they're hosting Jesus in their home in Bethany, has gained popularity among Christians in our modern, very, very busy world. Scholars have pored over every word of this brief message. They've analyzed Martha's actions. They've analyzed Mary's actions. And also they've analyzed Jesus' words. Entire books have been written on this single passage, suggesting that you may have a Mary heart in a Martha world. And surely this is a parable that speaks strongly to us in the busyness of our modern day lives. And, well, quite frankly, we church growers, we often debate our attitudes. I am more like Mary, some will say. I have quiet time each day with God. I talk to God, and I listen, too. The others will say, I'm more like Martha. I just have to be doing something, serving others, or I'm not satisfied. But here's the thing about the Christian life. It must be both active and contemplative. It must be both Mary and Martha. Not only should you take time to pause and listen to the Master's teachings like Mary, you must be also active in serving Jesus' name like Martha. Actions and contemplations are, of course, both important. Without the first, you wouldn't eat. Without the second, well, you wouldn't worship. Without contemplation, we would never be strengthened and empowered to do God's work in the world. And if you're not active in the world, like Martha, people in our neighborhoods, in our communities, and around the world would never know the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Certainly, some of you tend one way or another. You prefer service. Some of you prefer worship. And you're probably all called to some unique balance between the two aspects of Christian life. So the point of this story about Jesus' time in the house of Mary and Martha is not about how you should value one's aspect of the Christian life over another. No, you should both worship and serve. And when you think about this story of Mary and Martha, you should see that its meaning goes far beyond a simple debate, a debate about actions and contemplations in the Christian life. Now, in order to fully understand the significance of Mary and Martha's encounter with Jesus in their home in Bethany, you need to have a good picture of Jesus' mission and the customs and the cultures of the time that he was among us here on earth. You see, people were expecting something big when God's promised Messiah came among them. But Jesus' life, Jesus' ministry, his death, and his resurrection, it blew all of their expectations. Quite frankly, it blew them out of the water. Now, last week, Pastor Roger preached about the Good Samaritan. Now, the Israelites never expected that a Samaritan would be lifted up as the one most closely following God's command to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And the Jews, well, they never expected that Jesus would praise the actions of a woman sitting at his feet as he taught. In a great sense, everything that Jesus did was unexpected. The Jews thought the Messiah was their Savior, and their Savior alone, come to deliver them from all the oppressive forces of the earth. But as each and every one of us know, Jesus is the Savior of the whole world. And not only was Jesus redrawing the boundaries of God's people, sending out a clear message about how the gospel would reach to those outside the traditional borders, he was redrawing the boundaries between Jew and Greek, slave and free, and yes, even male and female. Blurring lines which, quite frankly, had been clearly laid down. And here is where we begin to see the significance about Mary and Martha. Jesus and his disciples had come to the home of Mary and Martha. And Martha was busy. She was distracted by all the preparations that she had to be made. But then something happens that makes Martha, it makes her stop dead in her tracks. She rubs her eyes, she looks again to make sure about what she's seeing, and there is her sister Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet, hanging on to every word. Doesn't Mary know she has work to do? Doesn't Mary know that her place is in the kitchen? What's gotten into her that she would cast her responsibilities aside and go and join the men? You see, in that culture, as in many parts of the world to this day. Houses were divided into male space and female space. And Mary had crossed a very important boundary within the house and the culture. The living room, or maybe the den, was where the men would meet. The kitchen belonged to the women. For a woman to settle down comfortably among the men was scandalous. Who did Mary think she was? Because only a shameless woman would behave this way. Martha was no doubt embarrassed by her sister's behavior. Mary had forgotten her place. So Martha was worried and she was scared. And when Martha took her concern to Jesus, he responded graciously and lovingly, freeing Martha from any embarrassment that she might be feeling. Some thought that Jesus was mad at Martha because she was too busy working to sit with him. But he's not mad. Jesus understands where she's coming from. He knows the customs of the day. But Jesus is the truth. And the amazing thing about this story of Mary and Martha is that you see how many times the truth goes against the very grain of the way you look at the world. It doesn't have to be this way. The truth is that there are no boundaries in Jesus Christ. No one person is any more important than any other person. To sit at the feet of the teacher was decidedly a male role then. But Mary had quietly sat at the feet of the teacher. And Jesus had continued teaching as if it was the most natural thing in the world. And here's what's so incredible about this. To sit at someone's feet meant quite simply to be their student. As the teacher taught, the student would be listening and learning and focusing. And to sit at the feet of the rabbi was what you did if you wanted to be a rabbi yourself. The story of Mary and Martha isn't about being busy or being still. It's more about following Jesus wherever he leads and being willing to go with him, even when it defies all expectations, even when it destroys all boundaries, even when it ignores all customs. Christ didn't come to maintain the status quo. Christ came to establish a new kingdom. And being his disciples means participating in this world-changing work, wherever it may take you. And that's how it is as a disciple of Christ. Though we might have an idea of an end destination, you know, that day when God reigns on earth as in heaven, but you cannot know exactly how Christ will lead you there. But whatever path Christ may put you on, your task is to go. For Mary and Martha, well, we know that Mary was sitting at the feet of the teacher, and the story doesn't continue on to tell us if Martha did, but I'm going to interject this. I'm going to take a liberty, and I'm going to say, for Mary and Martha, that meant sitting at the feet of the teacher in order to become a teacher of others. For Mary and Martha, that meant stepping across the gender boundaries of the first century Palestine. And for you, following Christ may have many different meanings because we are all different. It may mean helping here in your church. It may mean stepping out into the community and helping with projects that will help something or someone. It may mean sharing the gospel to friends or strangers. Yes, and then inviting them to come with you to church to sit and learn where God is calling you. It may mean forgiving that one person that you just could not come to terms in doing so. And it may mean helping the stranger along the roadside, like last week's lesson of the Good Samaritan. The list is endless. You cannot know where Christ may call you. And there will be times when surely Christ will beckon you to unexpected and even difficult places. Who was right? Mary or Martha? Yes, I'm going to take another liberty again. I think they were both right in their own ways. But here's what you can know from the story of Mary and Martha. Wherever Christ may call you, he will meet you there. He will tell you you are exactly where you need to be, and then he will teach you. And if you're willing to sit at his feet and listen, you may very well find yourself prepared to share Christ's amazing grace wherever you are in the world. Please join me for a time of guided prayer. Wise God, you know how distracted we can get in our daily lives. You also know that we do need those quiet times, and also times that we need to act. So I invite you to lift up a prayer for yourself and pray to God to help you recognize when you need those times in your lives. And we all know of others who are facing the same problems in their lives. So again, I invite you to lift up a prayer for one or two people you know who need help and direction in their lives. Sometimes each of us are like Mary. Sometimes we are like Martha. But through it all, we pray that God is blessing others through our actions and our willingness to learn and share your love of the gospel. And so this morning, as we gather here, I just invite you to pray for those who may be dealing with something physical or emotional in their lives or someone else's life that they know. Perhaps it's mental health, perhaps it's spiritual care. Perhaps it's someone that they know who is mourning the death of a loved one and is struggling and having that tough time. And the ongoing tragedies in the world, whether it be right here in this country or anywhere in the world. It seems like it is, well, it's just endless. And the senseless evil that surrounds so many in our world today. I would just invite you to take time in your daily prayers and to lift up someone that is affected by any or maybe all of these. I don't know. And just as we talked about Martha and Mary in the first century, and their willingness to learn in different ways and realize that there were struggles with them. And now, many centuries later, we still have those same struggles living in this time in history. So this morning, I invite you to lift up a prayer of thanks for one or two blessings that you are aware of in your life today. And regardless of how you are, like Martha or Mary, God provides Jesus and God provides the Holy Spirit to guide you in your life. And through a silent prayer, I invite you to pray for Christ's presence to be with you for the first time or once again. Lord, we simply ask during this time that you hear our prayers today and each day as we lift up our wants, our joys, and our concerns to you. And now let us join together as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.